Well, hello, people. I was just watching some videos on femons and wondering why they're still single, in their own words. They are so unaware, they simply still just don't get it, do they? The femons of today are working on the basic level. They're just going for the visuals, aren't they? So they do sometimes attract a male. But then, after the initial attraction, there's nothing else left, because that's all they have. Quite a few generations ago, femons realized the visual wasn't enough, and that's why they learned how to cook and to be a homemaker. They didn't usually go overboard, they only did what they had to, of course, because they're basically quite lazy things. But today's femons just want to plaster on the makeup and fake up, attract the man, and that's it. Femons never really had a real strong character, even way back when. But today's femons have no character at all. They're purely just visual things, and are offering nothing else. And they're offering maybe sex occasionally, while she looks in the mirror herself. Femons have always been problematic. There's always been dramas. But the men of years ago tolerated it, because they actually cared for the femon. And the femons paid them back by stabbing them in the back, by divorce raping them, or stop them seeing their own children, or just cheating on them. And although a man is a patient thing, even he has had enough now. And with all the proof everywhere about what real femon nature is, men aren't going to go willingly into any relationship or marriage. The older generation have some excuse. They didn't know the nature of the femon. They only found that out later, when it was too late. If femons don't kind of up their game and offer the man something, then they will just be alone. Or they might have these one-night stands, of course. And if she's good at it, maybe two nights. But most young men nowadays don't need a femon for cooking, for washing, for tidying up the place, because they do all that themselves now. And femons don't understand that the biggest turn-off for a man is a femon acting masculine. Feminism was supposed to be the best thing that ever happened to femons. And I'm not a femon, of course, but I think it's the worst thing that could ever have happened to femons. You see, you screw with nature, and nature will win every time. But I don't feel sorry for any femon at all, because they did it all to themselves. Just answer me this question, will you, gentlemen? Who has more power? A strong, entitled, aggressive femon that is slightly overweight? Maybe a tat or two, with bucket loads of makeup on? Or a slim, feminine female, with no tats, even no makeup? I know which one I choose. I hope you're listening out there, femons. Because it's the femons that are suffering and will suffer, not the men. The men have found other things to do. More important, actually. And I do hope I do live a bit longer so I can see how this all pans out. And this is a Saturday night here, and I didn't have any beer last night. But tonight, do you know, I think I will. I mean, just a crate or two will do, I think. You take it easy, guys.